When communism collapsed in Romania, the unspeakable conditions inside the country's state orphanages were revealed to the outside world for the first time. Television viewers were shocked by the pictures of half-starved, neglected, and highly traumatized children who were kept under lock and key in their dormitories. Most people would probably believe that those appalling conditions are now a thing of the past. But although some improvements have been made, the reality is that nearly two decades later, some 30,000 children and young people, many of them disabled, are still being kept in horrendous conditions inside state orphanages. Some improvements made over the last decade or so include rescuing some of the children from the state orphanages and placing them in smaller units where they can participate more in the life of the local community. Well, one person who has been following at close hand the plight of those forgotten children is Cardinal Keith O'Brien, the Archbishop of St. Andrews in Edinburgh, who recently returned from his third visit to Romania. He spoke to Susie Hodges about his impressions and how his archdiocese is helping to improve the lives of these children.
Conditions have tremendously improved for those young people who have been removed from the state orphanages or institutions and are in what one might describe as charity-funded orphanages or institutions funded from Scotland or Ireland, various other peoples of goodwill throughout the world, but also they have improved within these large institutions themselves, quite simply because Romania is hoping to become part of the European Union in a not-too-distant future.
Now, tell us something about these community aid projects that are run with the help of, with the financial help from your archdiocese, as you say, that have rescued scores of young people from the orphanages. How do they work exactly?
Well, basically, funding is provided to build these smaller units, taking about 6, 8, 10 children with suitably qualified and trained carers, with a wonderful homely atmosphere in towns, in the local communities, and taking their full part in the local scene, as it were, as far as possible, going out for their own shopping with carers. It really is not just care in the community, but love in the community. And young people in our own country have blossomed in that way, and I see the same happening in Romania as well. Young people have tremendously blossomed.
Now, although these institutions that they came from were called orphanages, in fact, many of these children weren't orphans, were they? They were dumped by their parents because they were disabled or because they had too many children or they couldn't afford to keep them. Wasn't that right?
That's exactly right. It's one of the strange things about the Ceausescu regime, evil though it was, that Ceausescu himself and those who were working or governing with him at the time were opposed to abortion, and consequently children terribly disabled mentally and physically and so on came to birth as we would want them to, but they were incarcerated almost from birth in these enormous institutes, taking some hundreds of children, and some are still in these institutions.
During your visit, you did go and see a state orphanage. Now, you said although conditions had improved somewhat there, they were still horrendous. Can you say what it was that was still so bad about the conditions?
Yes, I would say what had apparently improved a lot was the standard of cleanliness. The bed covers and all that sort of thing were much cleaner than I'd remembered on my previous visits to that particular institution. But still, the numbers of children per room, the lack of really adequate toilet facilities and health care and so on, the almost complete lack of recreational facilities at all for these poor children. I think what some of these young people were craving for was just the touch of an adult hand, someone to hold them, someone to smile to them, rather than just being locked up in their rooms where they stayed day by day by day.
You said they were locked up in their rooms. Were they basically locked up all day? Were they ever taken out at all to play or move around?
Well, there were toilet facilities nearby, but there was no sort of playground such as we would expect. It's almost as if the children are caged in from morning till night. It's very, very upsetting being in such a place and realizing that no matter what one does or what a charity does, there still seems to be an unending, in inverted commas, supply of such children refilling the institutions.
And how would you describe the morale of the children there? Were they very listless? Were they traumatized? What were they like?
Listless, traumatized, and delighted to see someone who was interested in them. Invariably, when we visited, we'd bring a bag of buns or cakes or something like that, and the children would almost grab them ravenously. I just don't know how much food they were given, but that was another thing which was awful to see. It was like feeding animals in a zoo. There were the children just grabbing these cakes and buns and stuffing them into their mouths. Sad for them, and sad for the carers, who, because of their lack of training and expertise, they didn't really know how to show love and care for these sometimes deeply disabled, deeply traumatized children. I was recently speaking to our Scottish Parliament on Europe, and I said that countries already in the European Union have a responsibility to help countries like Romania improve their standards so that they will become acceptable members of the European Union. I think it's a moral obligation on countries already in the EU to help others who are in need. When the Romanian orphanages first came to our attention on television at the ending of the Ceausescu regime, I think there was just absolute horror. And I think there should be equal horror, if not more horror, that these institutions are still in existence and that the Romanian government seems to be helpless at this present time because of lack of funding, lack of expertise itself. And consequently, we've got to reach out our hand in Christian charity, Christian fellowship, to help in whatever way we possibly can now and in the future.
What age are these children? How young are some of them and how old are some of the others?
Well, I didn't see any babies. One might say from about 8, 9, 10 upwards. And of course, that presents another problem. As the children do grow older, what's going to happen to them when they leave the orphanages? Where are they going to go? Are they just going to be out in the streets? And is there last state, as it were, going to be worse than their first? And consequently, that's why I had a very kind benefactor with me this last time, who had asked one of his executives to visit the orphanages and see what could be done. Since then, a simple tyre-changing depot has been established on ground owned by our charity out there. Obviously, as you probably know, the roads are not as good in Romania as in many other countries in Europe. Cars are older and requiring more repairs. So, as you say, this is a simple effort at having a tyre-changing outlet with a very well-trained supervisor, but with boys who are 15, 16, 17, doing simple tasks with regard to that particular trade, and having a farm as well to get them out into the fresh air.
I gather that around 30,000 children and young people are still being housed in state orphanages in Romania. How many in recent years have been rescued from these institutions and put in smaller community projects like the one that is helped by your archdiocese?
Yes, I wouldn't like to say nationally because I just don't have the national figures, but I know in the area in which our diocese is working, there would be about half of the children who had previously been in state institutions now in our care in the community homes. Still a lot to be done, but I'm very, very grateful for all that has been done. And the added incentive now given to the Romanian authorities themselves, it's not just our problem in developed countries, it's the Romanian people's problem as well, the Romanian government's problem as well, to take appropriate action to ensure that this blight on their country is removed as soon as possible.
If your heart is as dreamers do.
Scottish Cardinal Keith O'Brien, Archbishop of St. Andrews and Edinburgh. He was speaking there to my colleague, Susie Hodges.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.